Hi, this is Jen with Crystal Clear with Jen. Thanks for listening to my podcast on Anchor FM. We have to every day make a conscious choice to seek a higher vibration, and that is only found when we seek a well-being place of feeling good in our emotions. So despite whatever you might be struggling with in your life, you might have a relationship woe, things might not be perfect at home, things might not be perfect in your job, you might even be dealing with a medical issue. Whatever that is, you don't have the answer to all those things today, but you can make a conscious effort to step into a higher vibration. The higher vibration is happiness, joy, bliss. Like, while I'm waiting for these things to sort themselves out, and although I might know that they might not be really easy emotionally to overcome, it is in my best possible interest of my body, mind, and soul to choose the vibration of joy or happiness or peace. And it is the hardest lesson to grasp when things are out of sorts. So the difference that we come up with is, I want to just stay in this funky spot. I want to choose this misery over joy. I want to choose this crankiness over appreciating nature. I want to choose being pissed off over, look at my kids and the miracle that they are, or look at these people in my life that I do have that support me, that love me, that care for me. Everything might not be perfect, but I have them, and that's amazing, and I'm grateful, and that brings you to a higher vibration. When we choose to remain in a lower vibration, that is our ego, and the ego speaks to us from programming of society, programming of government beliefs, programming of our past life experiences. And I don't mean past lives in a spiritual sense. I mean the experience that you've gained in your current life on this planet in this lifetime. Because maybe in the past, every time you've done X, Y has happened to you. So you carry the weight of the worry or the weight of knowing that that might be the outcome. Instead of ignoring the ego and ignoring the programming and ignoring what's happened to you up to this point and allowing your intuition to come through. When your intuition comes through, you live in your truth. You live in your truth, in your heart, in your soul, because your intuition wants the best possible outcome for you. And the only way to get there in the fastest possible manner, I mean, the vehicle that will get you to the best desired outcome is joy, happy-go-lucky, and bliss. And I don't mean like every day you got to walk around like a flower child passing out daisies. I mean, like, you have to consciously make an effort to say, despite what I'm struggling with in my job, in my life, in my marriage, in my relationship with my kids, I choose to find the beauty and happiness in something, and I'm going to carry that vibration throughout the day. So, three ways that you can learn to carry that vibration. The first thing is you have to have gratitude for something. The second thing is you have to take that feeling of gratitude and you have to imagine that it is like a maniacal multiplication. So whatever that feeling is of gratitude, whether it be for your health or it could be for your kids or it could be for your spouse or it could be for the roof over your head, whatever you're grateful for and you're showing gratitude for, that is the vibration that you need to multiply. You need to imagine that that emotion of gratitude is in your heart space. And every second that you have that smile on your face from that gratitude, that heart light, your glow of your heart light is getting brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter. And then it's 6 feet out of your body. And the bigger that glow is, the harder it will be to shake your vibration. So the first thing is gratitude. The second thing is glowing the gratitude and expanding it from your heart space. And the third thing is how you maintain that. So you might be going along for 2 or 3 or 4 hours and then boom, somebody sends you a message and it just sets you off, right? So again, we have to go back to make a conscious effort to choose what's best versus choosing the negative. When we make a conscious effort to choose what's best, it's only helping us maintain that vibration. So you have to come up with a trigger word or a phrase or a picture of something. Like, let's just use the daisy because I brought that up earlier. So every time something triggers you or a negative thought pops in, nope, I'm replacing it with a daisy. Nope, you're not going to get me today. I'm going with the daisy because the daisy is like sunshine. So next time you feel like you consciously want to step into the vibration of happiness, of joy, of bliss, of being happy-go-lucky in the space where you are, even though things aren't perfect, you're still okay. Ask your guides to protect you and guide you through as you maintain that vibration all day. And when you feel like the vibration is going to waver, choose truth over programming. Stay tuned for my next podcast where I talk about the ego versus the intuition. I think that you'll find it very helpful if this resonated with you deeply. And the best way for you to find a trigger word, a visual, an item, is journal about the things that are very near and dear to your heart. You know, what do you as a person love? You got to find something. Is it an inanimate object? Is it a person? Is no matter what, you have to think of a thought that will bring you, or a phrase that will bring you back to that place of gratitude or joy or happiness. And you know that unwaveringly, you'll go back to that vibration. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast on Anchor FM. I hope you have a great day. Stay tuned for the next one, or tune in for ego versus intuition. Thank you.